Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, where it is a magnificent day. The sun is out, and the weather to the south of us is pretty bad towards the Republican National Convention. But here, high above the We Believe Tower in Midtown, overlooking majestic Buckhead, it is a simply marvelous day. All right. We've got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to bring on Richard Watts, my brother, and we're going to just kind of get this stuff going. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
We're doing really well.
The same mother.
Whereas my father used to say he would refer to my mother as to our mother, the mother of my three sons, and she said, "Well, the father of two anyway."
And we'll guess who the third father, a second father.
All right, there we go. Yeah. That's exactly
you being
right.
Number two son, and me being number three son. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we have some things that I want to talk about today. I went and I saw that movie 2016 by Dinesh D'Souza this weekend. And I have done some reevaluation as a result. Let me tell you what I'm thinking. We've just really reamed President Obama, a new one, for being a fool with his economic policies and with some other policies, thinking that he just was inept. After watching this movie and recognizing Barack Obama's worldview, that forgetting where he's born, he grew up outside of the United States and was raised primarily in Indonesia before coming to school. He eventually went to Hawaii, but even there in the late 60s, it was just a brand new state. It was still very Asian-oriented. At any rate, in this Dreams from His Father, he takes on the basic attitude that the colonial powers, Rome, all the way down to Great Britain, have all collapsed, and that the last colonial power is the United States, and that we are controlling things and in the world, and we need to be brought down and things made more fair. And a couple of parts of that were really interesting. You noticed when he said nope to the Keystone Pipeline, which just didn't make any sense because it didn't cost any money. And it created immediate jobs. Even the union was for that. But what it would do is that it would help the United States become stronger as far as our own oil.
Self-sufficient.
Yeah.
More self-sufficient.
And yet, he has given money to Colombia, Chile, I believe. I don't know about Venezuela, but I think actually there also, but several South American countries to help them develop their oil reserves using our money while not allowing us to tap into our own. Now, all of the little minions of Barack Obama that are out there saying, well, there's, you know, there's more drilling now than there ever has been. But that's on private land, not on government. The drilling allowed to go on with land that's owned by the federal government has shrunk to almost nothing, and the places where it's allowed are ones where the permits were issued by the Bush administration. So here George Bush is you know, guilty of everything. You know, the San Andreas is his fault. But what happens is that now we have all of our energy is drying up, diminishing. They're putting things into solar and wind, and it just isn't working, and it isn't going to work. And we have oil reserves that are huge and would sustain us for another 40 years. And the thing is that is so troubling here is that we're in the ditch. And even if you don't like the idea of fossil fuel energy sources, we need them right now. We need coal. We need natural gas. We need oil.
I read somewhere that in the far west, I can't remember exactly which state, but maybe one of the Dakotas or something like that, that there is an oil reserve there that would keep this country in its own oil for 100 years in our country.
Well, how much it can do is what people, there are wide gaps there. But yes, the South Dakota oil fields are rich, and they're pretty much going. There is a huge, there's ANWR in Alaska, which also is an enormous reserve. And then in Colorado, they have come up, they found some new oil that is probably dwarfs the other two in size, but you know, the regulations to get it are crippling us. And here we are in debt, $16 trillion. Now, while we're talking about the debt, there's a couple of things that I wanted to just say about that, and I've got it right here. All right, our national debt is at $15,987,000,000, so $13 billion short of the 16. So, you know, if you went to the store to buy something that was $15.98, I guess it's fair to stay at $16, wouldn't you?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
It should be $16 billion by the time he has his election time, I would say.
Oh, it'll be sooner than that. It'll be in September, yeah. And I suspect that it will create some hoopla. Now, the trouble is, people don't grasp $16 trillion. How do you grasp it? But here's what the liability per household is. Total U.S. unfunded liability per household, $1,015,000 per person that's unfunded. We've made commitments to people that are growing up, to your grandkids and mine, each one of them, that's for $392,000 that is promised to them, owed to them, that's not funded. And we're just sending money right after left, thinking that we're going to do okay. Well, it's going to come crashing down. The debt per person is $50,800, right at 51 grand. Per household, 131. Per household, the average household owes for the debt $131,000. These are massive numbers, and that people don't pay attention. But here on Jack Watts Live, we bring it up every week, and we are going to continue to do so because that is more than jobs, more than any other thing. This colossal debt will strangle this nation and bring us to our knees. Now, I want to get back to this movie about a couple of other things. The impact of Reverend Jeremiah Wright upon Barack Obama for 20 years. He went to that church for 20 years, Jeremiah Wright. Christened his kids, married he and Michelle for 20 years. He's been part of this. And this is this black liberation theology, which essentially is theistic Marxism. And the hatred of the United States is epitomized. They said this rant of Jeremiah Wright's, where he said, no, not God bless America. God damn America. It's right there in the Bible. God damn America. Well, that wasn't a rant. That's core to what that man believed.
Exactly.
And he was the mentor of Barack Obama. Now, Jeremiah Wright is a Christian minister, but he was Muslim first. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. It's unusual for someone to be Muslim first and then Christian. Muslims don't like that very, you know, they really, you know, they, people get killed for that.
How, I was going to say, that's a death sentence, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It can be, and it certainly is in a lot of places. But this is a really, really tough thing. Now, you know, people have called Barack Obama a closet Muslim or a that he's lying or whatever. I don't know about that. I don't think that's really worth discussing, but what I do know is his policies have been favorable to Islamic nations in the Middle East at the expense of Israel. I mean, President Obama says that he is the best friend, best president Israel's ever had. Well, you know, that's just not true. I mean, he also says he's the most transparent president that we've ever had. And boy, that's for sure not true. At any rate, next week, they're going to have, at the Democratic National Convention, they are busing in 20,000 Muslims, and they're going to have a Juma.
You're going to have a what?
Term? A Juma. J-U-M-M-A-H.
And what is that?
That's where they just all get in a row and they bow down towards Mecca. They're going to have... Here's the thing.
Obama is bringing in 20,000 Muslims for this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is that not the crazy... To me...
And he wants us to believe that he's not a Muslim, right? He wants us to believe that he's
well,
a Christian.
I'll say this. To do that, and I mean this will have to be on national TV. When Americans see this, I cannot imagine that it is not going to be a wake-up call to the myriads of people who believe everything that Barack Obama says, or that, you know, George Stephanopoulos or Chris Matthews or, you know, or Matt Lauer.
Minions.
You get on there and just say, oh, you know, Maureen Dowd, aren't, you know, isn't he just that, you know, this is just, you know, Mr. Wonderful. Well, this movie, which started out in like 60 theaters and now is up to 200, or excuse me, it started out like about 50, then it went to about 150, and now it's in 1,000, which is like one third of a national airing, like where you would, you know, get, you know, a Jason Bourne movie. But it's up over 400% in revenue on it in its third week, whereas all the other movies are going down because they start out in the first week as the big thing. This is building, and people are talking about it. Because we do not know who Barack Obama is, and this tells us who Barack Obama is. And he wants the fairness in that sense. And so the favoritism of Islam in the Middle East, and it spills over into America, because these are the oppressed people. Now, there's another part of this that's even more disturbing. And it's the unilateral dismantling of our military and our ability to defend ourselves. Beginning the 1st of January, there are draconian cuts in our military. But more than that, and he said this early on, what his dream is a nuclear-free world. But he only has control over one nuclear arsenal, ours. He's taken from the 1,500 that we have in the treaty with the Soviet, with Russia and others, which is our limit, wants to bring it down to 300. That would make us the equal of Russia and the equal of China. And the Israelis have 80. I mean, this is serious. His desire to bring this nation, which he sees as a colonial power, to its knees and make things fair. When he talks about the wealth of the 1%, well, the people that are on food stamps in America are in the top 10% of the world, probably. So we are way up there if you're thinking globally. And he's was brought up in Jakarta, Indonesia. This is some troubling stuff. What does this make you think when I tell you about this?
It's very disturbing. Very disturbing.
That is the word I would use also.
It's very hard to believe that people in this country are so naive or blind to what's going on that they would continue to support this man. And the mega, what do they call it, mega tax, mega whatever, that is coming in January, right after the election, the things that putting into the tax codes and whatever is just, it's unbelievable.
Yes, we saw where Dick Morris had a little video clip, and if you and your wife make $250,000 a year, which sounds like a lot of money, but it really isn't, you're going to end up paying you're going to end up paying an extra $40,000 worth of taxes. And if you and your wife make $150,000, which is really way more realistic for most families, between $100,000 and $150,000, they're going to end up paying an extra 10% on what they make. So, you know, if they're bringing in, that's 10% off the top, the gross, not off the net. So if they're at the 150 and now they're making 90, then they're going to take another 15 off of that. So they're in the mid-70s. And a man and a woman with a couple of kids that are bringing home in the 70s are having a hard time.
Exactly.
It's not that much money anymore. Not for family. You know, if you're single or something like that, you can do okay. And depending on your lifestyle, but when you got kids and they're doing things, you've got to have a couple of cars, and it's like, well, saving for college, you can forget it. So they're going to end up, having student loans. The American dream is going away, and it's willfully going away because of the leadership of a man who is not who people think he is. To me, this is not just eye-opening and calamitous. It's like, how could this happen, number one? And number two, if the election were held today, he'd win.
Jack, I think you ought to tell people, too, that this Dick Morris clip, it's only 4 minutes, but I would assume that if they go on YouTube for Dick Morris, that it's probably there. And
well,
it is eye-opening, unbelievable, what he wants to do to this country when it comes to the taxes.
Now, just to be fair, Dick Morris is, he's a Republican advocate. Even though he was the mastermind behind getting Bill Clinton in, he really is, definitely on the Republican side at this juncture, which I think is kind of interesting. But it's DickMorris.com. But, I like him. I think that he is smarter than most. And like Karl Rove, and truthfully, David Axelrod has done a masterful job of creating an image of who Barack Obama is that is appealing to people, and particularly younger people and women. Men see through Barack Obama far better than women do. They like him, and they like it's like 60% to 35% prefer Barack Obama over Mitt Romney. I mean, it's a huge gap. President Obama is very charismatic. He's he's engaging. He's interesting. And Mitt Romney, he walks a little funny, and he really is not a great communicator. He's definitely not Reagan when it comes to communication. Now, Paul Ryan's pretty good, but, Romney isn't. But he's the one that's going for president. But I'll say this. He's a good administrator and a good businessman. And that's what we really need. We need somebody who understands the economy, which Barack Obama does not. His background,
we need somebody who's been there.
And Marxist, and he just
somebody that has run a business.
Say that again?
What has Barack Obama done in his life to know what it is to run this economy? I just can't imagine what people would think. What was he? He was a city coordinator or a town coordinator, and that.
Well, he's never done any of that. I mean, he is a community organizer. So
community
And he was only in the Senate for 2 years, and only present. It really is. His rise to power is something I would not have believed possible in the United States of America, but he's here.
Yeah.
And he is a force that has to be dealt with. And I would just say this, when I went to that movie, when I left, I went at 5:15 on a Saturday late afternoon, and that's usually the least time when people are there. Every seat was filled except the ones on the front row. When everybody left, there was no chatter. It was almost like they had, just witnessed an execution. It was very powerful.
Basically, they did.
Pardon me?
I said basically that's what they did. The execution of Obama.
Well, I wouldn't say that so much at all, because it did not belittle him. It did not say it wasn't like some of the posts that you would see on Facebook. It was just an explanation of how he thinks that makes him into who he is, and where that came from, and how it would be predictable. And based on that, this is what he's doing. And once you see it in that light, then it becomes clear. And the things that we have considered to be his ineptitude are really just him doing what he believes is his ideological call. So he is legislating by himself without Congress through his czars and all the rest of it, the systematic destruction of the capitalistic system in America. And he's very effective at it. He's not the incompetent that we have considered him to be from his perspective and what his goal is. He's as good as Reagan or Clinton. Clinton was very good at getting what he wanted. Barack Obama is doing what he set out to do. And if he continues, that's what they're saying, what America will look like in 2016 is not the nation that we know it to be right now. What does that say to you? This has been kind of a pretty sobering radio program that we've done here today.
Especially for a couple of calls, it really gets to you, doesn't it?
No. Well, here's what I'm thinking. If Romney gets a bump through the Republican National Convention and people begin to really watch this all over, then I think that they're going to see a side of Barack Obama that they haven't considered before. And if they do, then there's a chance that he might not win. But we'll just have to see about that. We're just about out of time. Are there some things that you wanted to say here? We've got about a 20 seconds.
Hello?
Yeah. Are there? I guess not. So here's what we'll just say. We'll take a look at the convention. Next week, we'll see what happens with this Juma. And God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.